Okay, I'm back with part two. Because honestly, I left the tab open with this kink list and I was like, oh shit. I just have this kink list tab open and I could be at work tomorrow and just accidentally open it up and someone could see it. That would be really embarrassing. So I need to just go ahead and make part two so I can close this tab. I didn't come in part one. I got interrupted. May or may not come this time. Okay, let's jump into it. Maybe this one won't be as long. Okay, bodies. So I have the absolute honor and joy of being a bisexual switch, as I mentioned before. So I love skinny bodies. I love skinny women. I love skinny men. I love chubby women and I love chubby men. That kind of rhymed. I do love small breasts. I love large breasts. I love small cocks and large cocks. I personally have a very tight pussy. So I'm not mad at small cocks. In fact, I usually sigh a breath of relief when a cock is average or smaller, because then I know I can actually take it. And when it's a large cock, it's a whole guessing game. Who knows? And as always, I do have a vibrator on my clit. Well, not as always. It's just the first time, actually, that I've done that. Last time. Clothed sex. I am personally kind of insecure about my body, so I kind of do clothed sex sometimes. Sometimes skin freaks me out. I know. So sometimes I want you to keep your shirt on. A chest is a lot of skin. It's a little overwhelming sometimes. I think I sound like a crazy person, but sometimes clothes can be sexy, and then you make a memory with those clothes. You know, I have a very sexy little gray plaid skirt, kind of looks like a little schoolgirl skirt, and then I have this low cut kind of rusty orange colored front button up sweater thing, and I have pretty big tits. They're one of my better features, and so when I wear a push-up bra, they're pretty prominent. And so I was wearing that little skirt and the top, and I was hooking up with my TA, actually, and he fucked me in that outfit. Like, he just pulled my panties to the side and pulled the skirt up and just fucked me in it, and it was pretty hot. So now, every time I wear that skirt, I remember how I've been fucked in it. Actually, two different guys fucked me and left that skirt on. So I'm like, all right, this is like my magic skirt. So I am a supporter of clothed sex. Lingerie too. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Lingerie is very hot. I have a whole collection of lingerie. Oh, God. And I really like dressing up and showing off. It's one of my favorite things. I like stockings too. I have some. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. Oh, I can't walk in heels. I am 5 foot nothing. And I can't walk in heels. I fall. Leather. I have a leather skirt that's pretty hot, but not like a full leather, like, gear, you know? I'm pretty neutral about leather. Latex, no thanks. Uniform costume, totally can get down, both like for myself or my partner. There was like a video I had saved a while back. It was this guy, he was a fireman, and it was just a video of him jerking off, and he was wearing his uniform, and oh my god, it I used that video to make myself come so many times, and then I think it got like removed or something, but just something about him being in that uniform was like so hot. Because you know he was like on duty or something. He's just like jerking off. It was really fucking hot. So, anyway. Uniforms, costumes is definitely hot. And I, you know, I have like a lab coat and stuff for my science-iness. And I would love to be fucked like in a lab coat. I think that'd be really hot. Cross-dressing is not for me. It's just not something I personally enjoy. Surrealism. Honestly, I forget what a lot of these mean. I don't remember what futanari is. I don't remember, I'm sorry. Furry, not into. I don't know what vor is. I don't know what transformation is. I do know what tentacles are, but I don't think I'm especially into tentacles. Monster or alien. I mean, I'd fuck an alien. Sure. Why not? Fluids. Ooh, okay. Here we go. Blood is a no. Not for me. Water sports is yes. Not everybody's cup of tea. Hopefully I didn't just gross you out, listener. Dear, sweet listener. But I am very interested and curious about water sports. Maybe I'll do audios about it. I don't know. I might be too shy. I'm afraid of being like socially ostracized for that one. Not interested in scat, not interested in lactation, not interested in diapers, not interested in cum play. In fact, I hate cum. I hate it. It's gross. I don't want to taste it. I don't want to touch it. I want you to clean it off of me immediately. That's why I actually really prefer to have a guy come inside me. That is my favorite fucking thing. That is my favorite thing. I want you to come inside me. I want you to come inside me. No condom. I just want you to fuck your cum inside of me. Anyway. Okay. Touch and stimulation. Cock, pussy, worship. I'll like worship your cock, but like not too much. Like don't let it get to your head. And I think I wouldn't be able to have my pussy like worshipped. I guess maybe for both of them. It just depends. Like I wouldn't want someone to actually like literally like exalt my fucking pussy. Like it's not that deep. But like if you wanted to compliment it, I think I have a very, very, very pretty pussy. It's very cute. So I mean I'll take some compliments on my cunt. I like that word a lot, actually, especially in dirty talk. Like, if a guy just randomly just, like, says, like, I don't know, I love fucking your tight little cunt, I'm like, oh, God, yes. Anyway, ass worship, again, just maybe. Foot play, no thank you. Tickling, maybe for, like, a second as, like, a playful, flirty foreplay thing, but, like, not as actual, like, part of the sex. Sensation play, yeah, sure, like ice or feathers or something like that, wax maybe. Electro stimulation. I don't even like those e-stem machines, they freak me out, so I think no for that. Anal toys. Yes, I would try. I want to try. I have like fingered my ass before a very long time ago, like 3 years ago maybe or more. And I just put one finger in and kind of just left it there while I was playing with my clit, and that was like kind of it. It was kind of like a one or two time thing, and then I never really did it again. But I would love to try it again. I don't know if I could do it on my own. I think I might feel too silly. I think I would need to be like in subspace, and someone would have to be like telling me to do it, and then I could probably do it. Or if someone like did it to me, I think I could do that. And I would use a toy on someone else too, a guy or a girl. Anal sex, I would totally try it, 100%. I actually wanted to try it with my ex, but he was a pussy, so he didn't fuck me in the ass. I was disappointed. Rimming. I maybe would let someone do that to me. I don't know though. When I think, if I get really turned on and I think about it, it does make me tingly. But I would have to be really like in the heat of the moment to let someone do that. I'd be so scared. Like, I'm afraid to let someone eat me out. So let alone fucking let them fucking eat out my ass, you know? Like, that's like scary. But maybe I'm interested in it. And I don't think I could do it to someone else. I mean, I have enough trouble with like trying not to like die when I suck a cock. So I cannot imagine trying to rip someone's ass. I just don't know. Double penetration, totally down. Anal fisting, no thank you. Okay, we made it. Two more sections. Oh, these are like really good sections. These are like my favorite sections. Okay, pain. Light pain, heavy pain. Yep, I'll take it both. I would love to receive a lot of both. One of my favorite things is being like fucked really, really hard to the point that it kind of hurts. And then I love like being told that to just like take it. Oh God. That is so hot. Like, you know, like, daddy, I can't take it anymore. It hurts, daddy, it hurts. And then I don't care. You have to fucking take it. You know, like that. Oh my God. That shit's really fucking hot. Giving pain. I don't know. I don't want to hurt anybody. That would make me feel sad. I don't know. How do you hurt a man? I don't know. I guess maybe I would try, but I think I would feel really, really bad. Nipple clamps. I've tried those before. Not like actual ones, but makeshift ones. They're okay. They're not my favorite. Clothespins. Kind of the same. Caning. That's kind of scary. Flogging. That's kind of scary. Beating. That's kind of scary. So, I would rather just be spanked. I have a whip, actually. No one's ever really used it on me. My ex, like, half-assedly used it. I was like, come on, this is all you got? He, like, spanked me, like, two times with it and then went to fucking me. And I was like, come on. I was so annoyed. So, yeah, I am into spanking. I want to be spanked. I think that's, like, so hot. I just want to be, like, put over someone's lap and spanked until I'm, like, so fucking wet. I love having my pussy slapped. That is very hot to me. But again, like, I don't think I could slap a cock. I would be afraid. I'm not there yet, you know? Never say never, because obviously I got cut off. Anyway, before I would say that I would never be dominant, but look where we are now, right? So I can't say never. Hot wax scares the shit out of me, so that's a no. Scratching is like I'm okay on scratching. I've had a lot of guys be like, you know, like scratch my back, and I don't know, I'm not a fan. Biting, that's hot. I'd like to be bitten. I like to bite when I kiss people. I'm a heavy biter when it comes to kissing, like making out. I like to like suck on your bottom lip and nibble on it, and I'm not a big tongue kisser. I'll pull my tongue out once in a while, but I don't really like to like fucking shove my tongue down someone's throat. Many occasions I've been like, hey, put your tongue back in your mouth, like wait a second. Like chill out with the tongue. Because I'm a serial kisser at bars. Like, oh my god, there's a club where I live. It's closed now, obviously, but back in the good old days when people could go out and have fun, I would literally have like like a quota. I'd be like, okay, my goal is to make out with 5 guys tonight, and I would always hit it. I just love making out. It's just so fun. I love being groped. Oh my god. I miss the club like so bad. I love just like going in there and just fucking like grinding on a stranger, feeling him get hard. Oh, feeling him rub his hard cock against my ass. And then just like making out with him. And then you never see him ever again. It's perfect. Cutting is a big no for me. That's definitely like next to like the bestiality, necrophilia. I guess bestiality, necrophilia, scat, and cutting are like the only things I can say without a shadow of a doubt are like hard limits for me. Never, ever, ever, ever could not ever, ever do that. And then domination. Oh, I saved the best for last, didn't I? I am a sub. That is my favorite thing to be. And I am also dominant now, so I'm gonna give it the green. I give it the like, and then favorite on the sub. I like being dominant, and being submissive is my favorite. Domestic servitude is a big fat no. I am an independent feminist submissive. I will not be your domestic slave ever. And I'm not into slave master dynamics. I'm not into pet play. But I fuck it up in the mommy dom little boy and daddy dom little girl sector. Those are two of my favorite fucking things. Discipline, yep, I like that. Begging, love that. Forced orgasm, love that as well. Orgasm control, orgasm denial, power exchange, oh yeah. Big fat loves all across the board for all of them. Oh god. Okay, I did it. I filled it out. Yay. Now I can close this tab. You know I'm safe. Oh, God. I'll just tell this quick story before I end this audio. So one time I was at the club. I was really drunk. And I started dancing on this guy. And he was really tall. And I think I totally have a kink. A size kink, kind of. Like, I'm really short, but I really like tall guys, like freakishly tall guys, because they're just so much bigger than me, and it's just so hot. I don't know why. Also, just like big, like burly guys, like big muscular guys, or like dad bod guys, or like chubby guys. Like, I just like a big guy. I'm into it. But I'm also really like skinny, lanky boys. I just love that all of men. Give them all to me, please. But anyway, so I'm like dancing on this guy. And I'm like fucking like grinding on him. And he put his hand around my neck while we were dancing in the club. And oh my god, I thought it was so hot. I just like turned around and looked at him, and I just like smiled, and oh my god, we were like inseparable for the rest of the night. We just like stayed there dancing so long, and I really hope no one other than my two friends that I was with there saw me, because that was like some major ho shit. Like, So he put his hand like around my neck, right? And he's like literally choking me while he's grinding on my ass in front of all these people. And so my drunk ass thinks, oh, what's an appropriate response to this? So I grab one of his hands and I stick two of his fingers down my mouth and I just start sucking on his fingers while I'm looking up at him while he's choking me. Oh, and then I glance over to my friend and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, mind your business. Oh my God, it was so fucking hot. I thought I was gonna like fuck him right then. I didn't. I almost asked him if he wanted to come home with me, but I was too shy. And then he deployed. He went to Afghanistan the next day. Literally. I got his snap. And he messaged me. He was like, hey, last night was fun. I'm going to Afghanistan. And I was like, oh shit. Glad you had one nice wild ride before you left. But that was probably like my most slutty moment ever, because I did it in front of like 300 people, however many people were at that club. Oh my God. I hope there's no like video of it somewhere out there. But anyway, thanks for listening, if you listened. And hopefully now you kind of know more about what I'm into.